address this as if it's a singleton, labor.
Yeah.
And birth. And then what happens after that first one comes out?
I mean, I think they typically like to get the second one out within a certain period of time, which I haven't, there's no concrete answer to what that specific period of time is.
Okay.
But
there's no more, I mean, there's not, you're still 10 centimeters, so you don't have to labor again.
Yeah, but they say if you wait too long, then you could close up.
Oh, it starts to, you lose centimeters?
So, they say that could happen, but who knows, you know, how long that would take to happen.
And also, if baby B is transverse, do they just wait and see if the baby goes head down or butt down? Or,
you know, we were kind of talking about that at my last appointment. See, I thought, like gravity, once there's all this space in your uterus, it would just kind of fall down.
Right.
But apparently it can still, you know, float up there.
Yeah.
So they can try to turn it a little bit.
Like do an aversion.
Almost like that, yeah.
External aversion. Well, there should be a lot of space at that point.
Yeah, if you have an epidural, I guess it's because it might be really uncomfortable. They can kind of reach up.
Vaginally.
And grab the baby.
Okay.
Yeah,
and fetal pull it breech up. Extraction, I think they call it.
Mm-hmm.
If the baby's breech.
And
what about the placentas? When do they come? Is it one, then the other one?
It's baby, placenta.
Oh, okay. The placentas wait for the baby.
And I think they typically give you some Pitocin after the babies are out to
contract
get the placentas
out.
And, yeah.
Are you going to eat your placenta?
I'm going to get them made into pills and eat the pills.
Are you going to separate the placentas?
I don't think so. I don't know. However they do it.
No, I don't know how they do it with twins, but I'm just saying. I wonder if you could also make a tincture.
I'm planning to make tincture too. So, I was actually, I didn't ask her if she wants it, but I'm making two sets of tinctures so I can give one to my mom.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I thought maybe, can't hurt.
Yeah, no, people save them. I mean, the tinctures last for a long time.
So. Yeah, and it says that maternal line relatives can use each other's.
Oh, wow, that's a really nice gift.
I don't know how she'll feel about it, but we'll see.
Happy Mother's Day.
I got you some placenta.
Yeah. Cool. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an amazing experience. I feel very privileged to be able to go through this and grow humans. And I still can't believe there's like two babies in me.
You're always, I say different things to different people because I'm face blind. As soon as my eyes are closed, or I'm not looking at you. I can't picture your face. But in some people, I picture like certain emojis, and yours is like a smiley emoji. You're always so smiley and happy and friendly.
Oh, thank you.
And you've really made pregnancy and twin pregnancy in particular look just enjoyable and easy. It looks like something that's fun to do.
Thank you. I hope I make twin birth look easy.
I know. I'm wondering. Will you come back after the babies are here and tell us how it went?
Sure.
When you get a minute?
Yeah, once I regain my sanity.
So in a year and
after
a half.
After I eat some placenta, then.
And some tincture.
You know.
Well, thanks, Doc. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And at home, thanks for listening. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, just send your suggestions to info@informedpregnancy.com.
Give me the news. I got a whole lot of questions for you.